Mother testifies she consented to daughter's transgender surgery over fears for the teen's life. White Plains, New York. A mother told jurors last week that she consented to breast removal surgery for her teenage daughter out of fear the girl would take her own life. Claire Deacon, mother of plaintiff Fox Varian, told the court on January 15 that psychologist Dr. Kenneth Einhorn insisted her daughter was at risk of harming herself since she was a teenager with depression and gender dysphoria. Varian is suing Einhorn, along with surgeon Dr. Simon Chin and their employers, for malpractice. The plaintiffs allege that the healthcare providers erred in approving and performing the breast removal, known as top surgery, to address her gender dysphoria, which is the feeling that one's biology does not match their gender identity. Varian's attorneys have suggested that she actually had body dysmorphia, an irrational obsession with a flaw or part of one's anatomy. They allege that the healthcare professionals did not give enough consideration to her host of other problems: depression, autism, social phobia, anxiety, and anorexia. Deacon said she was never fully on board with the procedure and initially told Einhorn that it was never going to happen if she had any say in the matter. This led to many heated discussions with the psychologist. This man was just so emphatic and pushing that I felt like there was no good decision, she said. I think it was a scare tactic. I don't believe it was malice. I think he believed what he was saying, but he was very wrong. Eventually, Deacon said, she came to believe Einhorn's assertion that her daughter would not be happy unless she lived as a male. She agreed to the surgery for her 16-year-old daughter, in what she described as the hardest, most difficult, gut-wrenching decision. Deacon testified that, in front of her daughter, she put on a confident face about the procedure. But behind closed doors, it made her physically ill. Just before the surgery, she waited until her daughter went to the operating room, then went into a bathroom to cry. I've apologized to her for not being stronger for her, Deacon said at the hearing. Varian, now aged 22, no longer identifies as male. Attorneys for the defendants claim that Varian, not Einhorn, was the driving force behind the surgery decision, while Chin testified that the young woman told him she had those thoughts for 3 to 4 years before the 2019 surgery, and that when she arrived for her consultation, she knew which kind of incision she wanted. Sabrina Sellers, an attorney for Einhorn, said that important decisions leading up to the surgery were initiated by Varian. These included changing her name from Isabella to Gabriel, then to Rowan, then to Fox. Wearing male clothing. Cutting her hair short. Using he/him pronouns. And wearing a chest binder to conceal her breasts. It was also revealed during the trial that Deacon did not realize that her daughter, not Einhorn, first brought up the idea of chest surgery. She didn't find that out until the lawsuit. Sellers wrote each of these data points on a board facing the jury, next to the words, not Einhorn. She also produced documents in which Deacon had listed Varian's sex as trans male and pronouns as he/they. A note from the Albany Pride Center, which Varian visited twice, said she felt she was firm in her gender. Deacon was asked whether she thought, at the time, her daughter had gender dysphoria. I really don't know, she said. The Epoch Times reached out to attorneys for both sides ahead of the trial, and they declined to comment. The trial for Varian's lawsuit comes nearly a year after President Donald Trump began moving to restrict medical interventions for minors with gender dysphoria. The Supreme Court recently upheld a Tennessee law banning such procedures for youth. Physicians and formerly transgender-identifying persons, part of the detransitioner movement, have also warned that such procedures are often irreversible and may carry significant medical risks.